Locksmith Service, how can I help you?
Hi, Matthew. It's Tina from Local Squad.
What's going on, Tina? How are you?
Oh, the phone's cracking up.
Yeah, I see
that. Oh, okay. Is it better now?
I suppose.
Okay, good. Anyhow, I was just getting back to you. I got a message that you wanted us to call you at this time about possibly setting up a new account.
Yeah, I think we spoke previously, no?
I got a message from Lyrene that spoke with you and said told me to call you back. So, yeah, there's two of us.
No, but we didn't, I thought you and I spoke like a week or two ago.
I might have been the one, yeah, that initially talked to you about it, and then you spoke with her yesterday. So let's just see here if there's notes. Yeah, I was working on the second profile and the Yelp ads as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
I feel like
okay.
That's where we're moving forward with the issues now. I'm doing an advanced verification with Google so basically you fart or sneeze around them and they get all in a little tiffy and they stop working. So I originally changed from lockdown locksmith to lockout locksmith as requested by BSIS, and I had to file for DBA, and we did all of that. And at the same time, I filed for my Google. However, my website wasn't created yet. So they have the DBA as lockout locksmith. They have the information for lockdown locksmith. They have everything they need to function properly, but somehow they failed to coordinate everything properly, and they're constantly saying I'm in violation.
Oh my
policy.
Gosh. Yeah, that's terrible. I'm sorry to hear that. I know that Google is much more stringent on locksmiths and garage door services. So, you know, this isn't the first time I've heard this, especially with your industry, but boy, it's not fun to go through. What a hassle, huh?
Well, they've been kind of the source of the problem as well, with a couple of internal issues that have caused problems.
Mm-hmm.
Delayed messaging that are recorded as late responses, and then different phone calls that weren't going through, including spam and different things like that, where internally they should have filtered or taken into account those, I suppose, those extenuating circumstances, but they didn't.
Yes.
And it's me who's been affected. So I'm doing the advanced verification a second time for the website that's associated with my name, with my company, with the campaign that I'm doing, even though everything else is cleared, everything else is fine. So I really don't want to get too involved with them because they're very sticky and slow and
yes,
complicated. So I have a secondary company that I'm opening up, Chief Locksmith. It's a completely different entity. It's going to be
okay. Working
out of Beverly Hills. However, in the meantime, until that one clears all of the requirements that I need to get it marketing online, it's basically dead in the water, and it's costing me money over, you know, hand over fist from everything from licensing, insurance, et cetera, and I can't do anything with it until I'm clearing Google's stringent verification. So in the meantime, I'd like to see about getting that secondary location activated with a physical address. That while I don't want to do, I have the, do you have access right now to the text messaging?
Yes. The one for the lockout locksmith, right?
Well, the text messaging that we have back and forth.
Yes, I can see it.
With
mm-hmm.
your, okay, so I'll send you something.
Mm-hmm.
Just bear with me a few brief seconds, please.
There was a link that was sent earlier today. Let me see what you sent on that one. Oh, that's your Google listing, right?
Plausibly. I'm not sure what you're looking at, but
okay.
Bear with me just a quick second.
Okay.
I've got a few things that I haven't revealed yet, but here is one, and then here is another. And I believe it's... So I don't look the greatest in it, and I'm not... This is... All right, so these are the 3, 1, 2, 3 kind of that I'm going to send these through. Now,
okay.
I know Oh, wait. Yeah, this is why I had a problem. I did try to send these through before, and it doesn't go through on the server to text messages.
Let me send you an email, and then you can just reply to the email and send it that way. Here, give me a sec. That way it'll come directly to me. Okay. I'll just put reply to this email.
Yeah.
In the subject. So you okay. You should get it in a second.
Thank you.
Matt92648, right, at outlook.com?
Yeah, it's all good. Or okay, whatever. Perfect. I'm on tapped in.
Okay.
Hello.
Yep. Hello.
Well, hello there.
You're funny. You're spicy for a Wednesday.
Yeah. Let me see. What can I find for you? There's so much photographic documentation required with this job that I have to admit it takes me a second.
Yeah. How did they have you do it? Did they have you do the video verification or the live video verification or?
Well, right now they just need, it's like paper documentation for the website to be associated with this name that's, you know, they just want the background done on it. And I already did the video for the whole services rendered part, you know, like where they pin you to the idea, like, you don't exist, you're nobody unless, ...
Yeah. So are you trying to get it to show for Lockdown Locksmith in the other city?
No, Lockout Locksmith. The only company.
Okay, good. That's the only one. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good because you have two different phone numbers on the site, so it should be, like, confirming that you have two different locations, you know, for Lockout Locksmith.
So the third number that I would have is an IP Google address.
Okay.
So that it would be coming in through a Google number directly on my phone. So right now I have two phone numbers going through one phone. I'd want that third number because I'm actually paying rent over there. And
okay.
I want that third number to be charged back to that office.
Oh, I see.
So any phone calls coming in that have a cost, any phone calls that come in that have a revenue, I want it going back to that office.
That makes sense. So you have a paper trail of it, so to speak, that you know that those came in for that office, right? So you can set the invoice accordingly.
Credit due, yeah, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that way, that office will be kind of like its own testing grounds because the new company is going to be based out of there. The chief locksmith is going to be based out of Beverly Hills. And so I'm just sending you this stuff, and you'll get it in a second. It's already sent. But you'll get the stuff here, and it's kind of to validate some of the information, but also I think you said you might need some of this to kind of see where and what's the next step.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I just got your email. Let's see here.
Yeah. And then I've got the proof on the...
Oh, that's a nice office space. That's good. Okay, so let's see what else. I'm surprised Google's making you go through that because usually locksmiths are mobile businesses. They don't even need an office space, you know? No.
This is all for your – I haven't done anything with them at all yet except to clear the problems that they caused earlier. That's what that whole verification is about. I do have a customer call. Can I put in a brief hold for 30 seconds?
Yes. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Okay.
So it gave me a second to watch your video. Yeah, so that's good. I saw the Office Space and you talking about come to the office if you need something and check us out. So that's good.
So this is the actual office. In here we have all of the requirements for duplicating a key. Here's the thing. Obviously, somebody who's losing a key, they can't get to an office, right? Their keys, uh-huh. their car is tied up. And while, lo and behold, most people don't understand or realize, you can't actually just make a key show up and it works at your car. You have to have the car on site. So this whole, the whole advantage of this place, and in any context, has only really two purposes. Is one, it puts me on a map where my location can be shared and more precisely, and I can acquire clientele in that area, that immediate vicinity, maybe at a greater ease. This
yes.
is the assumption. Mm-hmm. And then the second is that only customers who needed like a more elite service, like key duplication, for somebody who bought a brand new car, for example,
yeah.
key duplication, they could roll up on our site. We would have either valet or assigned parking. They'll be able to pull up, come upstairs for a coffee, sit around for a few minutes while we go downstairs, program their car, and basically kind of give them like an executive service. Now, in a perfect world, this is all on the same level. Unfortunately, we're on the third floor. But that said, somebody comes up to the third floor, they sit around, have a coffee for 15, 20 minutes, they read a magazine, their car keys are made, and then basically they walk off. So there's a whole context here that does work. I'm not
yeah.
actively looking to have it as a walk-in clinic. It's more of a on-appointment only, because higher-end vehicles require more in-depth and involved programming. And that means we could be there in certain instances, like a Mercedes-Benz can be programmed inside of 10 minutes, but it could also take an hour and a half. So
uh-huh.
having that lounge is kind of convenient, but I wouldn't want to be sitting around waiting for that customer to show up unless we had a program where they already have an appointment and we have a technician ready and available for them.
Okay, so makes sense.
I also sent you, following that, another email.
Site with the invoice, right? For
the invoice, yeah.
Okay, on site for appointments. That's perfect. And I'm seeing the outside.
Yeah, the appointments only is not there.
Oh yeah, appointments. So the only let me put appointments only so I don't forget. The only thing that I'm thinking is when this one for Beverly Hills, you're getting your ducks in a row and you're sending me this stuff knowing that Google's gonna need it, but you haven't tried to create it yet, right? Or have you?
So Google isn't on board with this at all in any way, shape, or form. I'm not asking them, I'm not telling them, and it's not part of my equation. I want to have it as a secondary location to my current, already verified account.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
then,
I see.
And
so
then when I'm ready with the licensing, the insurance, and all the other documents that they'll need, including the utilities, et cetera, for the other company, that other company will kind of like just take over kind of for that area.
So the licensing and insurance, is it under lockout or lockdown?
Lockout.
Perfect. Okay. Because I have notes from when we spoke last time that I was asking James, who's in the verification department, if we could set up your new location with the Anaheim license. And he said we could as long as it's the same business name. So you should have plenty of ammo for us to get this verified, because you have a license. Yes, it's tied down to Anaheim, but it's the same business name, right? Oh, no, wait, you're going to use Cheap, right? You're going to use Cheap Locksmith for Beverly Hills.
In the future, we use Cheap Locksmith.
Okay.
I want to get it up and running because it's costing money still.
Okay. Yeah, you have that space. So do you want to maybe get it verified under Lockout Locksmith, and then after it's all verified and published, we could then go in and change the name?
No, I wasn't really looking at that as an option.
You want to do Cheap Locksmith from the get-go, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, can I put in a brief hold real quick, Tina?
Yes, go ahead.
So I don't know if I'm making it more complicated, but the way I understood it was that we could get a second location for Lockout Locksmith without a Google verification, without any additional headache, and that when I'm ready to have the paperwork properly filed for Cheap Locksmith, I can show up and have them do the verification, And then at worst, I cancel Lockout Locksmith in Beverly Hills, or at best I have a satellite on secondary location online from Beverly Hills. And then I can also do the same thing with Anaheim, where I create a secondary sub contact form or contact us through Anaheim, where we're both playing off of each other's strategic locations.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm confused in one area, is that when we spoke last time, I had notes also, I don't know, that you were gonna, like, what, like, for on your website where you have the 949 and the 657 numbers, what is there two locations under the website right now, or is that just two different phone numbers and it's all running out of, because you said there was one of them that you've been creating and Google's been rejecting it. Is that a second location you're trying to set up that's aside from Beverly Hills? Or is it just the Beverly Hills that you're trying to set up as a secondary?
There is no secondary company right now.
Okay, okay. So
There's one entity.
Okay, but as far as Google Business Profile, for Lockout Locksmith, you only have the one in Anaheim, right? You don't have a second one that you've tried to push through? Or do you?
Correct.
Because I was confused when you said that Google didn't like the way you were doing it, and, you know, so... Or was that Beverly Hills that you were having trouble with?
Google's failed to keep up with their own requests for authentic and verified information. I provided mm-hmm. them the DBA for the Anaheim location, and they've got confused and stopped properly processing the Google ads that are associated with my business profile. My business
okay.
profile has been vetted and has all of the documents required for any intelligent person to understand there is only one location despite having two names. One
oh.
is the corporate name and the other is the DBA. Doing
Got
business
it.
Ads. Doing so business
ads mm-hmm.
was
Got
specifically
it.
Requested by the BSIS because of a similarity with another entity.
Mm-hmm.
So within their own requirements, they asked me to file again under the new name, which I did, and provided the documentation. However, the inconsistency between one connectivity of one department and to the next, they've lost all hope and understanding of who this company is and what a DBA actually is. So now I have to be verified under two different names for the same location because they have no one to communicate how things actually run or work outside of their cubicles.
That's horrible. Wow, what a story. That's
one more company.
Got it. Okay, that's, yeah, now I'm starting to see the picture, because I was like, I don't understand, like, why, you know, you said that you had one that was getting flagged when you said you didn't start the Beverly Hills one yet. So I was confused, but now I get it. It's for the same Anaheim location. They're making you jump through hoops and bend backwards and get the other business name verified, right?
Yeah, even though it was deposited and lit up with, you know, fireworks and, you know, yeah, they know everything about it, but they just still need me to actually spell it out for them.
Okay.
They have all
okay.
the documents that you could need, all the documents that exist. They have, there's nothing more I can provide for them, but they need it to be refiled and re-registered and sent again. And they're just being annoying about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they've also screwed up my entire revenue since February, March, and April were all hindered by their internal issue where they sent out messages up to 2 weeks or more late. So my response to those messages was recorded as a late response, even though they were only received and responded to within 5 to 10 minutes. So
wow.
Yeah, I'm not very, this is why I hired you guys on, to start with the Google repair / relationship.
Yeah.
That flopped because they wouldn't move even with your help, and I eventually managed to get them off the bandwagon of stupidity there, and I got them back on board, but unfortunately it had nothing to do with working with you guys. So I was hoping when you, or when I spoke with Ivan, that there was going to be some sort of really, you know, accentuated movement that would be, you know, exaggerated and obvious, and, you know, that they would all of a sudden, you know, walk in line and start, you know, saluting. But no, they came back just sounding as dumb as ever. So we canceled the Google rep assistance with local splash because there was no obvious advancement with the issue that was their basically they ripped my ranking off by they stripped my ranking by giving me these late reviews and then recording the late response. So it's been a little bit of a debacle, and I'm just tired of going over it, to be honest.
I bet. Yeah, that's a lot. And you know exactly what's going on, and Google knows exactly what's going on, but they're not being cooperative. They're being slow in responding to you. Then you get right back to them, and then they're giving you another issue saying you didn't get back to them fast enough. That's a huge hassle. So I wanna let you know, that all I do here is sign up new clients. So I'm not in the verification department. I don't do programming. I don't do anything extensive like that. But I know that we can help you with this if you wanted us to. You know, we could create the, you know, second profile for Beverly Hills, and we could, you know, get everything that you're sending us over to Google, and I'm sure that it would get verified in a timely manner. You might have to do a video verification, though, because that's the one downside. If we take this video that's showing your, you know, location, and then we're uploading it from Orange County, which is where your Anaheim one is too, it's going to show that we're not in Beverly Hills by our GPS location, right? And I think I talked to you about that before, that you said you'd have no problem, you know, going up to the office and, you know, up, you know, doing a video verification if that was needed. You know, that way it's coming from the Beverly Hills location, you know?
Right, but I was also led to believe that I didn't need a secondary verification just to have a second location.
Led to believe by who?
Well, by local splash, by from our discussions, from what I've understood, a secondary location shouldn't require a secondary verification.
That's not what James said. James said, let me go back to the specific note that I put in here. It says, spoke to Matthew, the only option per James, and he is in the verification department, is local SEO using Anaheim Docs under the criteria that he uses the same business name and the address is hidden. So you wouldn't want the address hidden anyway, since you have a location and you want to do by appointments only, you know? So LSA is not available. He does that on his own. That's the Google guaranteed. Yelp ads not available. He does that on his own. Would you be open to this? If I would see if James is available, and if maybe I could get him on a call with you first, and if he can confirm that we can do it, then absolutely I can call you back and sign it up. And, you know, I don't want you to spend more money and then, you know, be under some type of, you know, I don't know, instruction that you're thinking it doesn't need to get verified when it does, or maybe it doesn't need to get verified and I'm mistaken, but I'm just going by the notes that James gave me last time. And since he's the expert, I would really think that it would be helpful if, you know, I could maybe put in a message to him and see if he could, you know, call you within the next, you know, 15 or 30 minutes, and maybe, you know, you and him could, you know, come to an agreement on how this is going to work, if it's going to work. And if it is, then I'm more than willing to call you back and, you know, do the actual account creation so that we could get the ball rolling on it. You know what I mean?
Right. So the SEO service in Beverly Hills would put me on the business side of the map. And for me, that's fine. I don't necessarily need the address titled, but it would help if I'm out there, that it would give me a localized map presence for Beverly Hills. And even though I wouldn't have the LSA, there are a percentage of customers that'll go through the business section on the map and they'll try to find something local. And that's where I'm hoping you guys can just step up and avoid all of the other headache. I really don't want to do an advanced verification. I don't really want to keep going back and forth with them over something that I can either wait out or do later.
Yeah. The only thing is I think that it's going to be a verification no matter what. It's a new location that's going to be on the maps. Even if the address was hidden, it's still going to be on the maps for Beverly Hills, right? So I think either way it's going to, you know, cause a verification, which is why it's not only for you. There's more stringent rules for locksmiths, but for every industry we work with across the board, it always requires, if they don't have one already, an advanced verification to get the listing published. And that's just Google's way of protecting you as a small business that has invested in office space in Beverly Hills and you're trying to get some traction there. It's a good thing that they do it. I know it's a huge hassle, but they're protecting you from those big corporations that would try to come in the area and steal clients. Because once you satisfy to them that you're a valid business in Beverly Hills, then they'll say, okay, we can publish him. So that's why they do those, you know, advanced verification. But let me see if James is available. Maybe he can call you. Only licensed for under Lockout Locksmiths in Anaheim. I'm going to also tell him, that I'm going to forward those emails that you sent me. So I'm going to put forwarding email.
I'll be right back.
Info. Hey, I'm here. Mm-hmm, no problem. So, I see that you have Lockout Locksmith on that form though that you sent me. It's not the Cheap Locksmith, right?
Correct.
Okay. That might be helpful that, you know, I just sent him the two videos and the picture, and then now I'm going to send him this.
Well, the way I understood it was that as Lockout Locksmith, since we already have a verification, a secondary location wouldn't require that extensive kind of bullshit back and forth with Google. So mm-hmm. I'm just trying to get cleared. I thought, like you said, you had people on the ground at Google who could kind of implement something like this without too much, I don't know, difficulty. And so if it's
well, that's the
to
nice thing is that, you know, Google isn't cooperative with people getting it set up, as you found. They're very difficult to work with. They don't want to give you any type of advice to help you. So that's one benefit is that people like working with us because we have a support staff at Google where we just pick up the phone and call our support staff and we figure these things out, you know. But my whole thing is I don't want to sign you up under the preface that, you know, you don't need an advanced verification if you will. Hopefully that's not the case, but I just, since I'm not clear on it, I just want to make sure that, you know, the expert in that department would kind of assist here. And then once he confirms, you know, the, you know, how it's going to work, then I can call you back and, you know, we can get you signed up then, you know, because I don't want to take more money from you. If you've already spent a lot of time and money and effort on this, you know, I don't want to take more money from you and then find out later that it, we do need an advanced verification and then you're mad, you know, so I'd rather find out ahead of time. Hopefully that's not the case, you know, but if it is the case, I want to be transparent about it, you know.
Right now, it's just the time frame. It sounds like either way, you know, to me, one sounds just as complicated as the other. And moving forward, since they don't move fast, it's going to sound like 2-3 weeks, maybe a month and a half more than what could possibly be, you know, a couple clicks here, open secondary location, and then SEO services with business map service only. You know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not looking for LSN. I'm not looking for whatever service it is that they think they need that advanced verification for. I don't need it. Don't want it. Don't care for it.
Oh, I think I know what you're saying. The advanced verification, I think you're calling that the background check that you had to go through for LSA, and that you wouldn't have to go through again. You don't have to go through a background check or, you know, send over any, you know, EIN numbers or socials or anything like that, or there's not going to be checking for, you know, felonies or misdemeanors or anything. You've already passed the background check for LSA, so that's not going to take place again. But they will try to verify that you're a valid business in Beverly Hills. So I'm calling that advanced verification because they might send you an address, an email that says video verifications required. And on that video, it's not everything you went through for LSA. It's just you go on there and you upload a couple things from the location that you're showing me right now. And then you send it over to Google. Once they get that, they see, okay, this did come from that area. This is a valid business in the area, and they publish you. And that, like you said, is for local map placement only, for the local SEO services there. So I understand now where the confusion was. You were thinking when you said advanced verification that you had to go through another background check, which that's not the case. You wouldn't have to go through that for local SEO services. Make sense?
Yeah, they don't seem as time-consuming issues I'd like to avoid, to be honest. Whatever we can do to avoid it.
First page placement typically takes 90 days. We're a premier partner. We do it in 45 to 60 days. However, it can go quicker than that based on your responsiveness, you know. You sound like you've been very responsive all along, so I don't see that you would have any trouble getting that Beverly Hills one verified even quicker than that timeline, right? But what I mean by being responsive is, you know, when we sign someone up, we create a client interview, and then sometimes people miss the client interview. It has to be rescheduled. Things like that will hold the listing up, obviously. And then secondly, if Google says, okay, we need a phone verification from Matthew, or we need a video verification, or we need a live video, we'll send you the notification and we'll call you and say, okay, this is what Google is asking you to do. And some people just, you know, they put it on the back burner and they don't do it for 2 weeks. Well, obviously stuff like that will hold up your placement, right? But as long as you do those couple of things in a timely manner, you absolutely can get published and even on the first page quicker. You know, so we say 45 to 60 days knowing that some of the placement is dependent on the client, you know, and their responsiveness to us.
Right. So whatever's required, I suppose, then let's just figure it out. I'm not opposed to opening up another account with you guys to have that happen. But,
okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, now that we know that you don't need the background check, you'll be fine. I was thinking it was something else based on the word advanced verification, but you're talking about the background check. So, question for the second location, you said it's going to be a different phone number that's a Google Voice number, right?
Yes, on the invoice. if I'm not
okay,
mistaken.
Okay, so
657-201-4379, I think. I might be off by a number there. It's a new number.
Mm-hmm. Give me the zip code. Well, would it be 90210 or for Beverly Hills?
Yeah, 90210.
Mm-hmm. And then officially, should I put it as Lockout Locksmith since that's what's on that invoice, or should I put in Cheap Locksmith or?
Cheap Locksmith's not off the ground. There's no point at all to work with them.
Okay, we'll just do the Lockout Locksmith.
I'm getting another license from the BSIS right now.
Okay, and then for the phone number, just so I don't lose the screen, tell me again, because if I go back to your email, I'm going to lose the screen. So it was 657 what?
657-201. It's a little blurry here. Hold on. I don't know why I can't see it. Let me find it.
Maybe I can move this over to my other screen and open it and then not lose your what I have.
I don't actually see it there. It's a little blurry, to be honest.
I see. Yeah, it is a little blurry. Okay, let me see here if I can.
Voice. 201-7394.
7394, okay.
657-201-7394.
Okay. All right, and then that's creating the account. Continue. And then... okay. So I also can't see the form. It's a little blurry, and it's not allowing me to enlarge it. So what's the address for Beverly Hills?
9301 Wilshire.
Wilshire. Eighth
Avenue.
Okay.
Then it's 313.
Oh. It says the 9301 Wilshire, it's Boulevard, no? Is it Boulevard? Okay,
yeah.
I was confused. Yeah. Okay. And then 313 is the suite number. And then you're going to use the same website for the Beverly Hills location, right?
Yeah, I'm not changing anything. Okay. There's nothing that's changing. I just want a number and like I'm trying. I don't want to go over it again.
No, I get it. Yeah. I get it. I just wanted to make sure because some people say, I have a, new location, so I have to have a new website. Tell them, no, you don't. So I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page, that you wanted to use the same website, but just the new profile. Okay, so now we're all set there. And then did you want to use the same credit card that you have on file with us?
Whenever we're ready to go ahead, yes, not a problem. I did want to hear back from James prior to setting this into motion. You seem to make me think this might be one of those long, drawn-out verifications. So let's see what he's going to have to say about it, and then let's pick it up and close the deal.
Okay, you got it. So what I'll do is... I'll put in the request for him to call you. I don't know why he hasn't responded to me yet, because typically, as he did on our last call, he'll respond within like 60 seconds, but it could be that he's on another call or in a meeting. So I'll have him call you as soon as he's, finishing whatever he's doing, and then he'll communicate with me when to call you back and finish, closing the deal, as you say, okay?
Sounds good. Let's go.
All right. And thank you for being so patient and explaining this all. I have some really, really good notes for him, and I forward him all your emails, so he's going to understand in 2 seconds what it is that you're wanting to do, and he'll be the expert that can answer all of your questions, okay?
Yeah, they really made a bit of a mess of it, so thank you for your patience.
Of course. No problem. Okay, we'll be talking to you soon.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. Bye-bye.